From Big Little Feelings, the 60-second bedtime ritual that shapes your child's brain. By bedtime, I'm done. Not in a cute, awa what a long day way remember 8 p.m. before having kids. That version of tired was so cute. When I say I'm done, I mean I have absolutely nothing left to give. My bones are tired, my brain is fried, my patience is worn thin, and I'm dreaming of watching my shows in silence on the couch. And somehow, this is the exact moment my kids decide they have so much to say. Another hug. Another question. A random story about something that happened hours ago that suddenly feels urgent. It should give you solace that there's a real reason rooted in neuroscience that this happens, and no, it's not because your child is manipulating you. Contrary to Aunt Brenda's commentary, bedtime is when your child's brain is working overtime. As kids fall asleep, their brain starts sorting through everything that happened that day. What mattered, what didn't, what got stored, and what got let go. And the things that carry the most weight are the emotional ones, especially anything tied to connection, safety, and how they felt about themselves. And it makes sense. Sleep is a critical process for the brain, particularly for children. During sleep, the brain actively consolidates memories, clears metabolic waste via the lymphatic system, and repairs neurons, cycling between non-REM deep restorative and REM dreaming, active stages. It replays the day's experiences, consolidating new information and strengthening neuronal connections, making memories stick. The last few minutes of the day don't just end the day. They actually shape what your child carries from it. Which means, if we can just be intentional about those last few minutes before bedtime, we can shape the way our child processes, integrates, and stores certain memories, both good and bad. That's pretty incredible. Now, most of us try to keep bedtime light. We avoid bringing up anything hard because we don't want to stir something up right before sleep. We think we're helping by keeping things smooth and easy. But, in reality, those hard moments that happened during the day, they don't disappear overnight, and they don't get tucked away neatly just because the lights are off. They linger. They show up in the middle of the night. They spill into the next day. They come out sideways in ways that make no sense at the moment. What isn't processed doesn't disappear. It gets carried, often in unhealthy ways. When a child gets the chance to put words to something that feels hard, confusing, or downright scary and feel understood in it, their nervous system settles. The intensity level drops, and their brain has the ability to process it instead of holding onto it. So here's three things I ask every night at bedtime that helps my kids process their unresolved emotions from the day. This practice takes 90 seconds and can help your child wake up a happier, healthier, emotionally supported person. What's one thing you loved today? And I don't mean you had a good day, right? We want to focus on something specific, something they can feel in their bodies as they say it out loud to you. The moment they laughed so hard they couldn't talk, winning Candyland, watching a movie and snuggling with you, sitting next to a friend on the playground at school. Whatever pops into their head, big or small, kids' brains are wired to hold on to what went wrong. That's just how we're built. If you don't help them hold on to the good, their brain is going to default to the hard. This is how we gently shift that. What's one thing that was hard today? This is the one most people skip, and to be honest, I used to skip it too. There's a part of you that wants to protect your baby no matter how old they are. Keep things easy. Avoid opening the door to something big, especially right before bed. But hold on, because this is usually where the real stuff comes out. Maybe it's something that felt unfair or embarrassing, or something that didn't go the way they expected. And our job in those moments isn't to fix it or spin it or turn it into a lesson. It's to just sit in it with them, offer support. Yeah, that makes sense. I get why that felt hard. Being understood is what helps the brain let go, not being fixed. That alone changes how the brain holds onto the experience, and it's no longer something they're carrying all by themselves. This simple act of talking about it, out loud, is how your child processes the hard moment. What's one thing you're excited for tomorrow? It doesn't have to be big, and it usually isn't. Maybe it's snack time, seeing a friend, or a show they want to watch. But it gives their brain something to lean into. Focusing on something good tomorrow helps the brain wind down for bed, and helps them feel safer in the present. Some nights this process is quick and they barely engage. Some nights they surprise me with what they share. And some nights, They get completely distracted halfway through and start talking about dinosaurs or what they'd do if they had a pet snake help. All of it counts because what's happening in that moment is bigger than the conversation and its contents themselves. They're learning that their experiences make sense, that the hard parts don't have to be pushed away, that the good parts are worth holding onto, that tomorrow is something they can step into, not something to brace for. You can do this at any age. I started with my kids as soon as they could say simple words. At 1 year old, I was interpreting for them. You liked going to the library today. You fell outside our house. Ouchie. That was sad. I'm so excited to play again with you tomorrow. At the toddler age, patience was key. God, it's adorable what toddlers can come up with here, and you'll be surprised what comes out. Now my oldest is 9, and this is my favorite part of the day, connecting with her, and hearing things that otherwise would've never come out. Things that would've been buried deep down, festering inside her. Start now, stay consistent. This will become your favorite ritual as a parent. And you don't need a perfect day to do this. You don't need more time or a better routine or more patience than you already have. You just need a minute at the end of the day where your child feels seen in all of it. What sticks forever is how it felt to be with you, to be safe in the good, the bad, the hard, the amazing. That's a gift you're giving your child for life. If you want more of this, what to say in the real life moments that actually feel hard, not just bedtime, how to handle the meltdowns, the pushback, the why is everything a battle phases, we walk you through all of it inside our courses. No fluff. No scripts that sound robotic. Just tools that actually work in your real, messy, everyday life. Because this isn't about getting through the day. It's about what your child carries from it.